In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We have, during the past few weeks, been making an effort to kind of get recentered, to go back to the beginning, if you will. And we've been playing a little game with ourselves. What would it be like if we could all just be together starting a church from scratch? And we've been using that perspective to kind of reboot things, to get reoriented, to take on, if you will, a new life within the old life of this church. And providentially, I think this morning's gospel reading is a great reading with regard to motivating people to make a new beginning, certainly to examine themselves and reorient themselves. It is the parable of the rich fool. The Lord said this parable: the land of a rich man brought forth plentifully, and he thought to himself, "What shall I do? For I have nowhere to store my crops." And he said, "I will do this. I will pull down my barns and build larger ones. And there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I will say to my soul, 'Soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Take your ease, eat, drink, be merry.' But God said to him, 'Fool, this night your soul is required of you, and the things that you have prepared, whose will they be?' So is he who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God." And he said these things, he cried out, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." And there are some sobering lessons from the parable of the rich fool. This is a person who obviously has no thankfulness towards God, no recognition that God has blessed him. You might say, well, he worked hard, and he was probably a good manager, and he had attention to his business. All that's probably true, but it was God that gave him the capacity to operate that business. But there is no sense of, I need to give credit to God for this. And with that kind of an attitude, with not being thankful to God, with not recognizing how blessed we are, it's very easy then to become greedy and selfish, which is exactly what this person was. He was in a stable time of his life. He said, I've got plenty of goods. I'm going to lay these up. I'm going to eat, drink, and be merry. But remember, stability is really just an illusion. Every organism is either growing or decaying. Stability just means that you haven't looked deeply enough beneath the surface to find out what's really going on. Those of us who studied calculus growing up, we know exactly what that looks like. On one level, something can appear to be very stable, while on another level, we know that it's decaying. And the rich fool made the mistake of assuming that he could take it with him, but you can't take it with you, can you? And years ago, I had somebody remark to me that they'd never seen a U-Haul behind a hearse, which is true, I suppose. I guess I've never seen that either. Yeah. Well, how do we capture the spirit of where we should be? Well, we just need to do the opposite of the rich fool, right? So we need to give thanks to God. Sometimes I remember when people started doing this, I knew friends of mine that were uncomfortable. You'll watch the end of some big athletic contest, and they'll be interviewing some athlete, and the athlete goes, "I'd like to begin by thanking my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." But that guy gets it, right? That athlete gets it. He could have blown out his knee his first year in the NFL. He could have hurt his back weightlifting. He knows that God gave him a remarkable body and has kept him healthy. He gives credit where credit is due. And we need to be thankful for the opportunity to give. It is a blessing to be able to give and help others. It's a blessing because it gives us the opportunity to do something good for somebody who needs it, but it's also a blessing because it's a recognition of the fact that whatever goods we may have, whatever wealth he might have, is ultimately a gift from God. Acts quotes Jesus. These are not from the gospel, but it does say the words of the Lord Jesus. Acts 20:35, it is, more blessed to give than to receive. And then as we kind of do the opposite lessons of the rich fool, we remind ourselves that we must always be struggling in our spiritual journey. There is no time to sit down and to coast. Being stable, quote unquote, in one's spiritual journey just leads to atrophy. And obviously that's true for churches as well. Churches are either growing or declining. Stability is an illusion. And there's a lesson from the rich fool, and it's this. Actually, you can take it with you. You say, well, how is that possible? Well, if we are rich towards God in this life, we are preparing ourselves for eternity. And we do, in fact, take it with us. That's important. So you can take it with you if you're rich towards God. All of us can. Now, there is a very specific word for someone who hoards his or her blessings, doesn't give credit to God, is stingy, doesn't realize that it's a blessing to be able to give, and who hits the coast button when it comes to his or her walk with Christ. It's a very specific word. It comes right out of this morning's gospel reading. The stingy, the hoarders, the people who don't give credit to God, they are fools. And that's why it says right in the parable, fool, this night your soul is required of you. This series of sermons about the pastor's living room and the video that's been produced and all of that, well, it's all being done in conjunction with our stewardship month. But we know that we really don't need to talk a lot about numbers. Numbers speak for themselves, and if you bother to read anything that's been sent to your homes, you know that. So the numbers tell us, obviously, that it takes about $2,000 a day to run our church. If a person decided to give $40 a week, by the way, that'd be basically paying for one day of the church throughout the year. We've talked about how inflation has changed numbers. So people who have been giving the same amount for decades really kind of need to adjust for inflation. And we've even talked about the tithe as a biblical minimum. That's all we really need to say about numbers. We could work through numbers all day long, but they don't make any sense if we don't have the spiritual underpinning. And we could talk, and we'll talk a bit today during the parish assembly meeting, we could talk a little bit about things that we could do if we were positioned in a little bit more financially strong place, and we could fix up our deferred maintenance items much more quickly, we could help more people, we could do the things that help us grow our ministries, including add to our staff. All of these things would be possible and are possible if we just re-examine, if you will, how it is we are supporting the church. We just need to get our heads on straight, that's all, to get reoriented, especially when it comes to supporting the church. And that's why we've been talking about the pastor's living room, this idea that we are gathered in some pretend living room together, all of us, trying to build a church from scratch and trying to make the right decisions from the very beginning, the right commitments from the very beginning. We've been doing it so that we can get back to basics, so that we can be reoriented, so that, yes, those of us who are Orthodox Christian and members of this parish can do a little bit of a reboot and make sure that our parish culture is exactly where it needs to be if we're going to prepare for the future. How do we do this? How do we reboot? Well, you know what? Just go back and reread this very short gospel lesson and do all of this stuff the opposite way the rich fool did it. Just do everything exactly opposite he did, and we'll get it. That's all we really need to do to reboot how we regard our generosity, how we regard our thankfulness, how we regard our spiritual life. And if we do that, instead of living by the credo, the horrible self-condemning credo, I will tear down my barns and build bigger ones, we can live by these words. Together, we will do everything possible to build up and provide for this very special gift that's been entrusted to you and to me, Holy Trinity, Greek Orthodox Church.